Live.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Friday night program. Almost said Saturday. Friday night. And that means we're here.
Hey, I'm here, man.
You're here. It's your show. You take control. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, you want to get a rant off your chest, you got some sort of agenda that you want to push, you can take control of the show. Toll free, and literally anything goes. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
That's right. You go to the website and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Basically, we just like to pay tribute to the women who take the time to listen to our inane ramblings every night. Six nights a week, you've got a couple of guys who come into a room and just babble about politics or whatever else is on anybody's mind, and a lot of talk radio shows don't have female listeners, and so we like to take the time...
Traditionally.
We like to take the time to let people know that we do have female listeners, and let our female listeners know that we care about them.
Absolutely. And one of the ways we do that is in our Women Come First on the Phones policy.
That's right. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Well, we don't mention it very often until there's actually a woman on the phone, and then it gives us an excuse to mention it. But if you're a lady, and we've got guys on hold waiting to go on the air, and you call in after we've put three guys on hold, you will be the next call, because you're a lady.
Yep. And ladies come first on Free Talk Live.
Exactly.
And, you know, Ian, you always say if it's something personal, something political, stuff like that, you know, you used to give a pretty good explanation and things then. It really does not matter what you want to talk about.
It's true.
1-800-259-9231. Just pick up your phone and call about anything.
Well, we have some of our listeners. A telethon or something.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. Please, we're waiting for you to call. We need your help to
support
Free Talk Live. Keep Free Talk Live on the air with your calls and your pledges.
And now a midget juggler.
That's right. And a guy spinning plates.
So, yeah. Oh, actually, we had somebody call in and test that theory like a week or two ago with they
handshakes.
Wanted to talk about handshakes. And we talked about handshakes.
I thought it was a great conversation.
Yeah, honestly. We spent a whole segment on the topic.
I just want someone to call in with marital problems. That's what I want.
Those are always good. We don't get enough of them.
Exactly.
But eventually we'll get back on an FM station, and that will probably be more likely at that point.
And I have not only had marital problems, I have caused marital problems. Mm. I'm all around the expert on marital problems here.
You're just a whirling vortex of marital problems.
I am a whirling vortex of despair. That's what I really like to call myself.
Tell me about copyrights, man. Don't tell me about copyrights. I'm going to tell you about the Free State Project. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. And again, if I sound a little bit out of it tonight, it's because I was out in the hot Florida sun today for 5 hours in my new job as a lifeguard.
As a lifeguard.
Such a silly-looking lifeguard. Like a skeleton in a little red shorts.
Right, like somebody's going to trust you to swim out and pull them out of the water. Your chest is concave.
It wasn't the kiddie pool, okay?
You'd sink like a rock anyway. You don't have a bit of body fat.
I'm kidding. Go ahead. Copyrights.
Okay. Another report brought to you by S2Report.com. Copyright protection in perpetuity. Yesterday, a New York Court of Appeals issued the unprecedented decision that copyright protection afforded a recording artist under common law, i.e. before or outside of federal copyright law, lasts in perpetually.
Who made this decision? I'm sorry.
The New York Court of Appeals.
So this is a court decision that actually says that copyright lasts forever?
It's a common law copyright that was granted outside of the time that federal copyright laws existed.
Okay.
Really?
What's that mean? Give us an example.
Like before the official laws for copyright were created, you could still copyright something and that would be forever?
How exactly? Read that beginning of this again so that way.
I've got the whole article on law.com, which is boring.
No, but the first part you read, I would just want to hear that.
Yesterday, a New York Court of Appeals issued the unprecedented decision that copyright protection afforded a recording artist under common law, i.e. before or outside of federal copyright law, lasts perpetually.
Well, now we've got these...
Well, let me read the rest of the article. Maybe it'll come a little more clearly.
Okay.
The decision came out of a federal dispute between Naxos of America, which wanted its marketing... Wanted to marketing its 1999 restorations of some recordings originally made in the 1930s. and Capitol Records, which owns the exclusive U.S. rights to market those recordings. U.S. federal copyright law does not protect recordings made before 1972, when the laws went into effect.
We've only had copyright since 1972? Well, I didn't know that.
There was a big change.
Yeah, there were copyright laws, but this was actual official federal copyright law. There were copyright laws, state copyright laws, just various copyright, but the federal copyright laws as they exist in their current form have been in place since 1972.
Interesting. Okay.
So, there you go. That's, Naxos.
So, Naxos could use or could not use? I'm still a little confused. Was Capitol Records holds the copyright...
They hold distribution rights, yeah.
It holds distribution rights, but not the copyright, because it wasn't copyrighted under the current copyright laws.
That's correct.
So, therefore, nobody owns that particular one, or...
Naxos does.
Naxos does?
Yes.
Very, very strange. So, the weird thing is the common law mention. Like, we have people call this show frequently mentioning the difference between common law and statutory law, and I don't know how that ties in here. I'm completely clueless when it comes to law issues like this. Well, I got nothing to say.
Way to go. You killed the show, Manwich.
I don't know what to say about this. What do you say, Manwich? Is this bad?
I don't know. It seems to me that copy...
What does it even mean?
These copyright laws go on forever now.
Because there were no copyright laws before 1972, or at least they weren't there in the same level, the capacity that they are today.
Right.
Because they weren't specified to stop at a certain point, they go on forever.
Correct.
Okay, well, hot diggity. I don't know, I thought there was going to be something
controversial.
There's
such a big deal about copyrights, and I thought that,
yes, okay, I don't like them. Yes. It's bad. I mean, you are someone who supports intellectual property, Manwich.
I think I do, yeah.
Now, would you support copyright going on forever?
Yeah, I think I do.
Really?
Well,
though you're going to die eventually, I mean, if you come up with an idea and copyright it, after 100 or so years, you're going to be dead, and that idea is still going to be there.
Yeah, and then the heirs can get it.
I think that's lame, because those heirs didn't do anything. They just got born to the right people.
That's true.
Well, then what about your money? When you die, should that just scatter to the winds and everyone gets a part of it?
No, I did not. I didn't suggest that.
How is that property any different than intellectual property?
Intellectual property, it's not as tangible.
That's very true. So, if you can't hold it in your hand, it doesn't count and deserves no protection?
You can hold your checkbook in your hand.
Right, that's true. That's very true. That's what I'm saying. You only seem to agree with protection for things you can physically touch, because you're a very limited and unimaginative person.
I just don't see that the world would come to an end without copyright law. I just don't see that.
That's true. I don't think the world would come to an end without protection of your own personal property either, though. I mean, you've got to afford any property, anything that you create, anything that you do, or any work that you do, you need to be the one who decides what happens to any derivatives of that, whether it's the money you earn for work that you do, or whether it's the distribution of a piece of art that you create.
So you believe that the Chinese companies that rip off watches should be put out of business?
I don't really care, honestly, but...
Well, that's what you're arguing for. You're saying that the watchmaker needs to be protected, so therefore we should put these rip-off artists out of business.
That's
right?
Not what I'm saying at all. No, there's a little bit of a difference. First of all, a rip-off watch is not the exact same thing as an original watch.
Well, what if they put the same name on it?
If they put the same name on it, if they are making money off of someone else's invention or someone else's... idea without that person's permission, yes, they need to be stopped. That's theft. Mm. That's definitely stealing.
Mm. Especially if they write Rolex.
I want to talk about this after the break.
What
I really
they write
do.
Lorex on it. Is it okay?
Rolex?
Yeah.
Rolex!
Or Oakey instead of Oakley sunglasses. I've seen those before. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. 800-259-9231. Property rights, intellectual property. If you want to interrupt the show and change the topic, you can do it. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. We're doing the Friday night edition of this show. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have a live Saturday show we do from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. All of it in the evening. Of course, it's the afternoon for you, and it's not Eastern Time if you're on the West Coast. I'm a little loopy today. I was out in the sun all day long.
Yeah, that, I was wondering if you had an ending for that at any point.
Let's keep talking about how many hours the show's on.
And if you're in Mountain Time, it's actually on from 6 to 8.
Do not put the talk show host in the Florida sun for 4 hours. Anyway, let's go to the phones. It's a show about your calls, and you can bring up anything. Jason in California, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure. Jason the communist, hello.
Yeah? Yeah, just call me Ingalls.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, copyright law. And I guess that, you know, the way I stand on it, or even, you know, intellectual property rights, is that it seems to me that it gets in the way of business a lot of times, you know, because then...
Can you give an example of that?
Well, if let's say that, you know, I have the tools in order to produce a widget, but you have a certain patented widget, but I could make it cheaper than you, but just because you have the patent on it, then I can't, you know, produce, you know, a widget at a cheaper price, so that it just makes things, you know, more inefficient.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, I would say that if I sold widgets, it would probably be easier for you to take my widgets and sell them to someone without having to compensate me for them than it would, in effect, compensate me for my widgets, too.
Huh?
You know, like property in general gets in the way of doing business, if that's the concept that you're going to use.
Well,
I'm a little lost on that one.
Yeah. He's really talking about the process itself. If
this
he
whole widget thing.
If he comes up with a... with an identical process for producing sneakers, you know, or producing tires, it doesn't matter. If you've got a patented process for producing a tire, he cannot then use that identical process to produce the same tire more cheaply.
Correct.
I think patent... Well, and would we agree, Manwich, that patents are a rotten idea?
Why would we agree on that?
Okay, just wanted to check. Because you could still agree with copyright and not agree with patents, I think.
I'm not sure about patents. You know, I haven't studied this issue in perpetuity, that's for certain. But
and a patent is basically saying, this sharp stick is my idea and you can't take it.
Like the paperclip?
Right.
Yeah,
well, there is a statute of limitations on it, though, is there not? I think that patents
there's
only hold for, 40 years or something.
Yeah, I think
like
so, too,
years.
But I think you can renew them.
You can reapply. You can reapply for the patent. You can't just pay a flat fee and renew it.
No. I've heard, and that doesn't make it true, I've heard that, like, the people, the family of the guy who produced the paperclip still lives on the royalties of the paperclip.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Maybe
imagine.
The woman that invented the Winchester rifle or something.
There you go.
Going on there. Well, I mean, to me, though, you know, guys, also getting to another point I'd like to touch on is that, I mean, I think that one of the things the left really needs to get away from is this idea that you can't be in business and be, you know, be a leftist or be socialist. And that's one of the things that I say, just call me Ingalls, because I think that...
I think that
that's
the right doing that.
Well,
really.
No, I think that, you know, if you take a look at, you know, Frederick Ingalls, the guy that helped, you know, write the Communist Manifesto, he was actually a factory owner. He owned several textile mills. You know, he inherited that money, you know, through his father. So it isn't that... It's necessarily that just because you got money means that you can't be to the left.
I don't feel like the left vilifies, like some people on the left vilify other people on the left for being in business and doing business. I think that I feel like it's the right that always goes after them for that sort of thing.
Well, I think that the thing is that the left, it just keeps the left, you know, down, because if you don't have any money, you're really not going to have any sort of power. And so if you're not trying to make money, you're not... You know, you're not trying to gain, you know, any power. You're not going to have any influence. I think it just makes you ineffectual.
I can see where Jason's coming from. I've definitely heard this complaint coming from the left.
Okay.
That, oh, you make a profit? Well, I mean, you make a profit? You're not a real leftist if you're making a profit.
You still got to make some money, you know? I mean,
yes.
You've got to run your own business. I mean, I own my own business, and I think it's one of the best things that you can do, and that's... One of the best things, you know, about this country is that, you know, pretty much anybody could do, you know, pick up any trade and make decent money if you just have, you know, have the heart to go out and do it. But
right,
I still think that there's some real serious problems, though, with the capitalist system, you know, especially as it stands, you know, now.
All right, Jason. Well, see, one of the things that that I've noticed, and I have some friends who are far, far to the left. They'll do the exact same thing Ian was talking about. What? You're making a profit? You're keeping some small amount of money for yourself instead of spending it on the world? What's wrong with you, you terrible, terrible person? You're lucky I don't kill you where you stand.
You know, I think there's a difference, too, between being a leftist and an ascetic. I mean, I didn't join a monastery, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. You aren't taking a vow of poverty.
Now, you are sounding a little capitalistic tonight, Jason, and it's a little unusual. Now, would you said you own a business... Now, the kind of impression that I've gotten from your calls in the past is that you think that the people should control all businesses. So would you apply that to your business as well? Should your business be subject to a democratic vote as far as how your policies are, your business
practices? Well, you see, you're misunderstanding me. What I'm saying is that one of the things that Marx saw is that the means of production keeps on getting more and more efficient. And I think that at a point in time, technologically, human beings are going to be faced it will create the technology that's going to take human labor out of the picture economically.
Really?
And then what do you do then? What do you do when you have, let's say, you know, Isaac Asimov's dream of a conscious, mechanical, a robot. Something like
that.
What
do you do when you have infinite energy? That would be a better
question. I think that we also have that, too. It's called breeder reactors. That's one of the other problems.
You mentioned it 50 times, and it sounds really weird.
Well, no, if you guys take a look at, you can look it up on the Internet. You know, research breeder reactors. I mean, that technology right there would end the energy problem.
How much does it cost for one of these breeder reactors, Jason?
Well, it gets cheaper as you go. So for an initial investment, you're going to end up producing more fuel. In fact, it's one of the closest things to a perpetual motion machine is the breeder reactor.
Why don't we have them, Jason?
Well, I think we don't have them because it would make a lot of people less rich. And that's where the greed factor.
How much money would it take? I mean, can I go and go to a junkyard and put together the parts to build one of these things, or do I need to go and find, uranium somewhere? Is it next to impossible to build?
Well, you can probably take the uranium out of, the nuclear bombs that we've already made and build nuclear, breeder reactors out of that.
They are nuclear.
Plutonium out of those. I think that, breeders are used in order to build, to make plutonium. It's just that they're not.
I know nothing about this. So I mean, we're talking about a multi-million-dollar power facility, then, basically, right?
You got to remember, in the 1950s, there were predictions by the atomic scientists if we used breeder reactors that energy would become too cheap to meter. And when environmentalists construe what that was about, they're talking about the dirty, fission reactors, the ones that are not breeders.
Those are the ones that
produce waste. Breeder reactors don't produce any waste.
One of our co-hosts has suggested that cold fusion is a possibility today.
Oh, that's for real, too. I know scientists that are working on that. I've interviewed them.
Now, he kind of made the suggestion that you could have a cold fusion generator, or whatever you call it, in your basement and literally power an entire city block from a few drops of water or something like that. Now, if that really is the case, then there is definitely a profit incentive for some company out there looking to make a profit to create these machines.
Well, you think I remember that cold fusion relies on palladium. And you've got to remember back in the 80s that palladium futures just totally shot up when the announcement hit, say, Time magazine and the major media. In fact, a few scientists that were smart enough to invest in palladium futures before the story broke, made huge... huge amounts of money. But, I think that, we do have the technology to solve the energy problem. Just
Jason, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I think the most interesting point that he brought up was, what would the world be like if all of a sudden we figured out how to tap unlimited energy sources? How would that change our economy? It'd be phenomenal.
It'd be a wonderful thing.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you? You can bring up anything. Sorry.
And Scott, damn it.
And Manwich, you're just messed up tonight.
Lord of Sun.
That's right. It's me, Talk Live. It's Ian here tonight.
Oh, it's... You can call in about anything. And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. Broadband version, not so broadband version. Go get it. Go listen in. Free at freetalklive.com. Now, you wanted to get into intellectual property rights, Scott. And we just got off the phone with Jason the Communist in San Diego. And he was sounding awfully capitalist tonight. And I'm not quite sure how to... understand or...
He's the greedy communist.
He's a what? Greedy communist.
He's a greedy communist.
It's kind of like the irony of going to the Communist Party website and seeing them selling all kinds of stuff.
One can be a worker and work for oneself. I mean, I think that one could very easily be a communist and still be somewhat capitalist.
No, in a communist society, you have to dump in all of the profits of one's own work and have it divided.
Where's he going to dump them?
Well, I'm not saying that he's going to dump them. He doesn't live in a communist society. Completely.
There you go. He can't dump them. He has to live in a capitalist society.
Right.
So he's a guy who's living in a capitalist society that believes in communist distribution.
And it's just bizarre.
You're not acting like you freaking understand.
No. I understand what
you're
he's
rambling
doing.
On like somebody who doesn't understand
no,
at all.
I understand what he's doing, but I don't understand how it coexists with his communism. It doesn't. It can't.
How can his communism coexist with anything?
It can't. It's just a theoretical...
So what you're saying is
the guy's got to eat, right?
So what you're saying is he has no business being communist and he should get off of that horse right now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Great. Although he won't.
No, of course not.
Copyrights.
Yeah.
So anyway, what we were arguing about, or at least beginning to argue about, was Manwich agrees that copyrights should be held... indefinitely, whoever mm-hmm. holds a copyright, and a copyright should be an inheritable right, just like the deed to a piece of real estate mm-hmm. or money in a bank account or things of that nature. It carries on with the family, with your heirs. Ian completely disagrees with that. And right. the question posed to Ian, and this is where we ended up having to go to a break, is how is that piece of intellectual property, how does that legally differ as property from... the money that you've earned from the business that you own? Or, for example, you said, oh, well, that they shouldn't get that money because they didn't write this book or paint this painting. They were just born into the right family. So should Paris Hilton not inherit any of her father's money? She didn't start hotels. She didn't put these business practices in place.
And we wouldn't have this dingbat to watch on television if we didn't have her.
Yeah, she didn't do any of these things.
Actually,
she was just born into the right family. She's not entitled to a dime, right?
No, that's not right. I'm not with that. I think that there is a difference, and here we are talking about the exact same thing.
And if you're listening tonight, Paris, I'd like to give you my telephone number.
Really? You think she's something special? I don't think so.
I think she is something special, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well.
Oh, God. I mean, she's a good actress. I've seen the show. It's amusing. I saw one earlier this week, actually.
I think that Mr. Hilton's money makes up for any physical, you know, any physical...
You think you'd be able to get your hands on some of that money?
I've seen her.
I don't think so.
I've seen her illicit video.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
Yeah.
We'll get back into this.
She has no skills.
We'll get back into this, I promise. Rusty in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live.
You guys are silly. She's right, she didn't have no skills, a rank amateur. Okay, let me clear up something on intellectual property or patent rights. For example, if you got a patent on a new rubber technology to make tires, people can improve and use that technology. You just have to pay a licensing fee. In my perfect example, why I support patent and intellectual property rights of all those great musicians in the 50s and 40s and the 60s, especially those black musicians that got robbed and ripped off by record companies and didn't get paid a dollar. Little Richard is a perfect example. He deserves to be paid for an innovator of the American art form. They should be paid. And that's what I mean by that. He should be getting licensing fees instead of the guys and the record companies just put their names on them. Duke Ellington got robbed like that. So
I have to agree.
And I think in that instance, remember, you can use Bill Gates' software. You can actually mess with it, but you've got to pay Bill a licensing fee because they're the originator.
Right.
And there's open source software where you don't pay necessarily the person that's doing it, but you will pay a consultant fee, and a lot of times the open source movement have you contribute to a general pool to help free software development, which has been the biggest innovation in software development. You know, the military was an impetus for the Internet, but actually it was the open source movement, how we connect to the Internet, TCP, IP stacks, and all that.
Mm-hmm,
that
right.
comes from the open source, and all Bill did is took the best from all it did and put it together in a hodgepodge solution, and with the help of the U.S. government forcing us to use such bad software, you got Microsoft as we have today. But I feel, remember, you can own something. They can use it. They just should pay for a certain set amount of time for your creativity and your initiative. Anything else would be un-American. And one point, Marx said in his writings that the fundamental basis of communism or a socialist state is an advanced capitalist society. It was supposed to create, in his theoretical world, a leisure class where you can develop yourself, art, and property would be not important. Now, they took those teachings, Lenin. It just gave it one form of dictatorship over the other. But
right.
the premise of a socialist, advanced communist state is actually an advanced capitalistic society, because it has to have an economic engine. If you really read Marxism, the guy that was talking earlier is kind of he's not really a Marxist. He's just a progressist.
Got it.
He's a progressive. What he is independent individual, because you can tell he has his own business. You can tell. No one's going to tell him what to do. I couldn't see him going to one of the old Pico comedy meetings where everyone's in their like-minded mentality. You know what I mean? I couldn't see that guy doing that. So what he is a social progressive, which there's billionaires and millionaires that have been social progressive. There's nothing wrong with being money. I'm a progressive.
We actually named him a communist on this show. We decided
to call himself that.
No, he called himself.
Oh, okay, he is.
I disagree.
But then we determined that he's not.
No,
he called himself a communist, but we determined that he's more of a socialist than he is a communist.
Yeah, more than that, he's probably a free spirit. And most people, why they work in their own business because they can't work for anybody else. So you can call him ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Let's call Ian that.
You know what I mean. And my whole point on intellectual property rights and patent rights is you should be paid for your creativity and your initiative.
Forever. So you're telling me, Rusty, that the guy who invented the paperclip... Rusty, wait a minute. The guy who invented the paperclip 100 years ago, his family should still be getting paid for what he did?
I think it's a 50-year limit. Good example.
But
Let me give you an example. Rusty, whoa.
50 years. Now, who made that decision?
That was the old law. Give me an example. Remember television, that great thing that came about in the 50s, was actually invented by a guy in California. Did you guys see the PBS show in the 20s and 30s? The first TV broadcast was on the Berlin Olympic in the 30s, but RCA General Electric could not get the patent from their guy, so they put him in legal entanglement for 30-some years till the patent
expired.
They ran out in the 40s. So there's reasons why, but corporate America can take advantage of it. If you've got something they really want and you won't sell it to them, they put you up in legal purgatory.
So,
the big myth on television should have been here 30 years early.
Thanks, Rusty.
Market.
Good call, man. Always informative, as usual. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Intellectual property, should we have it? Should we get rid of it? Again, 50 years. Who made that determination? Why not 500 years? Why not 5 years? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control. Talking about intellectual property. And we, it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
We just got off the phone with Rusty, and he mentioned something about a 50-year limit, or I think it was on copyright. Not sure about that, but my question was, well, who set that limit? And why is it 50 years? Why is 50 years appropriate?
And actually, copyright, the 50 years, I believe, is on patents. Copyrights okay. Hold for 70 years after the death of the original creator of the item in question.
Got it.
So you hold the copyright throughout your entire life, and then 70 years beyond.
Understood. I just came across something here by Jeremy Sapienza, The Fraud of Intellectual Property. My Napster experience has been degrading rapidly over the past few weeks. I can't find any songs I want because I'm barred from searching for them. It all stems from the ruling against Napster that the evil recording industry won. The deal is, when the owner of the rights to a particular song tells Napster they don't want it, or any of their songs being swapped, and you can tell this is an older article.
This is an old,
being
old-ass
swapped
article.
Via the internet-based service, Napster is obligated to bar specific searches from being routed through its servers. For example, a search for Metallica won't bring up any matches. I used to like Metallica. It's a shame that Lars Ulrich is a damn greedy moron with no problems using the state to keep his wallet fat. He has compared swapping Metallica's music with stealing people's property. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Just because someone is rich doesn't mean he's smart. Is there nothing more preposterous than equating intellectual property, whatever the hell that is, with real personal property? Intellectual property cannot exist in a free society. Not only is it impossible to keep people from violating intellectual property rights, as we've seen on the internet, you can go log on to any old file sharing software and watch intellectual property rights be violated on a minute-to-minute basis.
Okay, now see, here's where we start to differ. I have no problems with the trading of music, the trading of books, the trading of software.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with someone else profiting from a person's invention, whether it's software, book, music, it doesn't matter. If I wrote a piece of music, or I'm starting to do stand-up comedy, if I take my comedy routine mm-hmm. and someone else starts using my material and is getting paid for it, that's my creation. That's what I wrote. I spent the time and the effort to do it.
Right.
I'm the only one who should make a profit from that. I have no problems if someone bootlegs my performances and passes them all around the world. That's more people who know who I am.
Now, the author just sounds like some bitter guy who wants free music and is coming up with a theory in order to back that up.
So wait, you're kind of with me on the intellectual property side of getting rid of it for transferring songs
I have
and
no
books
problems.
And media and that sort of thing.
If you buy something, you are free to do whatever you want with that copy of something. That's fine. That doesn't matter at all.
So you're with me on that, but man, which you're not.
All I'm telling you is you can't stop it. Like, there's nothing in the world that's going to stop the trading of music on the internet. So I think it's stealing, but it's a very low form of stealing.
Okay. Now, since you bring up the comedy thing, and that makes, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from on that. What about, let's talk about this business, radio.
Okay.
Where everybody borrows from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of bits that people borrow out there, contests that people borrow, things that could be considered intellectual property. Hey, we came up with that workforce promotion,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, where a radio station pays you $100 an hour to listen to the radio station. All these promotions are done all across the country. We created that idea. We should be the only people allowed to profit from it. Should that be applied as well? Should a radio station that comes up with a promotion for their station be the only station able to utilize that promotion?
That's a little bit different than an actual product, really.
But they're profiting from it. I mean, they're using it to gain listeners. They're using it to gain advertisers as a result of those listeners.
Well, see, the thing is, the product that they sell, unfortunately, is regardless of the means of bringing the listeners in, the product that they are selling is the advertising. The only profit that they make is on selling that advertising. It's not their contests are not a profitable. I mean, sure, it does bring them listeners, but their contests are not a profitable product for them. They make no money off of their contests. They make no money off of the bits themselves. Now, one thing is, if a morning show, for example, a morning show, this is something that I saw, a morning show did a bit, a song, that was funny. It got played over and over again on their show. Howard Stern picked that song up and played. He didn't rewrite it or redo it or get it recorded with his guys. He took an MP3 of that song and just played it on his show as part of his show.
Did he give credit?
No.
Did he tell where it came
from? No, he just played it
all the time
as a bit on his show. That, I believe, is wrong. That, I believe, is wrong because that's actually somebody else's direct work. But a derivative work based on that, no problems whatsoever.
I think the radio industry is so full of hookers that it's very difficult to introduce integrity into it.
That's also very, very, very true.
But do you see how I'm seeing this as like a gray line? I mean, it's very difficult. Okay, it's one thing to say it's your comedy show, but what if somebody can do it better than you can?
I never claimed it was easy, and so what if someone can do it better than me? That's fine. If someone can deliver my jokes better than me, maybe I should get a job as a writer. But at the same time, those jokes that person is using without my permission and profiting off of, he may be funnier than me, but it's still my money he's taking.
But you don't live over in, you know, Western Washington where he lives. You live in Florida. He's playing the clubs on the West Coast.
Doesn't matter. Those people need to wait till I come out there before they hear my jokes.
Well, anyway, let's get back into this here. When our government protects... Okay, not only is it impossible to keep people from violating intellectual property rights, it's wrong to use force to take away their personal property rights. When our government protects intellectual property to the extent that it does, it violates personal property. If I buy a CD, no one's going to deny that I own it. If I own a CD, then I have the right to dispose of it as I please. And also, if I own that CD, I own the information on it, and I have a right to play it for whomever I like, and even give it away. If I concede that the person who sang or wrote the song owns all the rights to any device that plays the song, I allow that they own a piece of something that I have legitimately purchased. There's just so many gray areas in this area, and again, I can't see locking people in jail for it. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live, and you can talk about anything, whether it be a political or personal issue. You take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menno.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system. We got updates. We got a whole bunch of stuff on there. Be sure you check that out. It's absolutely free. Talking about intellectual property and, yes, and the Free State Project. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. So, continuing with this article about intellectual property from LouRockwell.com, Jeremy Sapienza, he says, I bought a pack of seeds the other day, pole beans to be exact, to grow in my garden. On the back of the package, it says that the particular breed is protected under U.S. patent law. Essentially, when I grow the plant from the seed and harvest the pods, that's fine. I can do anything I want with them, even sell the beans by the pound. But I'm forbidden by law from selling the seeds from the pods to people who will use them to grow more of the plant. Does that seem asinine to either of you?
Does seem somewhat asinine.
It seems somewhat asinine, but I can also understand what the company's perspective is on that. I can understand where they're coming from completely. They took the time and the effort to invest in the research necessary to genetically modify those seeds and make hybrids to get them to grow the way they want. And so by selling the seeds for growth to someone else, you're directly cutting into what it is that they invented.
So should he be put in prison is the question that he asked next.
I'm not sure that he should be put in prison, but I can definitely understand why the company would seek protection.
He says, who concocted these rules? Why none other than America's most persecuted minority is dubbed by Ayn Rand big business. Robber barons have forever used the state to keep their cartel strong and their wallet fat. And so W. Attlee and Burpee Company of Warminster, Pennsylvania, steals through fiat part of my property. It has been argued that when you buy a product that comes with a prohibitive stipulation, it's sort of a contract with the manufacturer. No, I don't make a contract with them upon my purchase of their product, because such a contract cannot be enforced without causing me great annoyance and inconvenience at best, and violating my privacy and property rights at worst.
If you're buying a product that has a prohibitive restriction on it, especially on the packaging, you are most definitely entering into a contract with that company by willingly purchasing their product as opposed to another company.
Like it or not.
For example, with the Windows operating system, you are entering a license agreement with Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time that you install that software, you have a license agreement presented to you that says,
right,
if you don't agree with this, return it and they will give you your money back.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you want
to... No, they won't. They won't give you your money back after you open software.
Then you call Microsoft, and they will give you your money back.
Hmm.
It says in the license agreement, if you do not agree with this...
You actually read those things?
Yes.
Does anybody read those damn things?
Yes. You are entitled to your money back if you do not agree to the license agreement.
That's another great point. Who the hell reads those things besides you?
People who apparently don't care about what sort of an agreement they're entering into, and they should be afforded no protection.
Well,
at all. Those people deserve everything they get.
Well,
every last one of them.
It's just it brings back how asinine it is to suggest that we should be putting people in jail for doing these things. For you know, there are people out there.
You want to put them in jail for stealing your stuff?
That have not paid. No, go ahead. Take Free Talk Live.
No, I'm not talking about Free Talk Live. I'm talking about your TV.
Well, that is physical property. It's different.
And I'm arguing that it's similar.
It's not different. Okay, fine. Say you were a business. You sold a product. If someone walked into your store and stole all of your stock and sold it themselves, would you press charges or would you say, well, you know, they're entitled to it. It's right there out in the open.
You can continue the conversation. You can continue the conversation online at freetalklive.com. Till next time, it's been Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menwood.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night for the Saturday night edition of the show from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us then and again online at freetalklive.com.
If you're tired...